This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yeah, man, we call for the great one, the line. So, we're Skuluma na, I guess, Chelutu Ubani Wakupi. And when's in Jani? Pulen Saubona?
Sanibona, I'm with MUT Radio in Jani.
Siapilun Janwe na?
Siapila na, Tinga.
Yeah, why, Sajabulukuza logo. So, please tell us more about yourself and Jay, what inspired your stage name, Upoki, the great. But before that, we want to know your real name, Utuen Ubani Wagabani Sugagupi, and all that.
Upoki the Great Gama Andi Wabazali Untanta Wawakule is Bongo or Kamga in the Wenya Sempumala and Abizongu Petretive and Utanda Kurum Kulo Kulele, who family Utanda Kapuru to music.
Sure.
And the name Poki the Great, I got the name Poki the Great from my late sister Umbalente, so we have the most master cooler. So Amazimba. So Amazimba meeting is at the Puma with my Pokemons inside. So mina, my intention was not to buy Amazimba, but my intention was to choose the Pokemons inside and be able to play with the Pokemon. So that's how I got the name Poke.
That is pretty amazing. Like ngiyaqala ukuguza nti kanje. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu Poki the Great. Hopefully sohla nawe ke kamnandi up until yakuphela isikhathi sakho. So now moving forward, growing up in Mpumalanga, how did your hometown shape your music? Umculo wenza nje kamanje.
Honestly, mina the big factor edale kakhulu ukuthi ishintshe the shape of my music ukuthi growing up to a big name in Fana no K.O. So that helped me a lot to put in what Nam, Bugel and Gapes, Ulugan, and Bode put in a bunch of seven, and then I put in what Uchi reaches the stage in Lamakunuka corner. And honestly, dedicate myself to everything that I want to achieve. So, and also working with Abakuna, what you also do, and Mpumalanga, that can also shape your music career to a point where we are going to go on the next 5 year move. We would say, okay, if I were to move here and go there, I'll be able to work to get 1-3 and get 1-3.
That is amazing. Thank you so much for that great answer. And then, Mandy, how do you stay relevant in the ever-changing music industry? And also, no, man, I mean, I want to sing this genre. This is the genre that I want for myself. When I, how do you stay relevant in this ever-changing music industry?
You know, the way to stay relevant, you should always catch a moving wave. Because there's always the moving wave in this moving in this music industry. So for an artist to stay relevant, you need to choose your signature sound and stay on a moving wave. Because I'm gonna be strictly on a pop. I'll be lying to myself because there's always the moving wave. So totally put the listeners every year at pop because they now finding new sounds, hip hop. So be able to be comfortable on the way of the way, but also make a mark on your own sound. Those of us who tap and they can also go back. You know, who forgives a great Gashagasa Umundu or when the Namun too.
That is amazing. I just gave you, I just played a song by you, Etiketum Tandayo. What's the story behind that song?
The song Ketum Tandayo basically was a song that was written in the studio, producer Wandaliki. And we were all happy and we were all smiling. So that's how the song came about. And then, because Baninga Bandu Langapandi, who loved love, and Baninga Bandu Langapandi, Abauma relationship, Abangapundi, who beza, how much they appreciate their partner. So a song for me makes it better for you to just show appreciation to your partner, Umkombi Suguti.
And you have another single titled December, and then walk us through that one. What was the motivation behind that single, and also is it available in Guma digital platforms?
For December, I wrote a song as well because you know, we need to go in the Galayo. So in love of it, like Golia, So that song was to motivate about Abakona like Golwood. Certain nominee, no, she like her. So certain Zagan Guru was to move to them. umndeni ujabule ney'ngane ey'jabule. And yona-ke ingoma odisemba iphumile, iphume ngo-year 2023 ngomhlango ogasi mhlaka-4 I think.
That is pretty amazing. And man, before sikudedele-ke, can you please share your upcoming projects or releases, and also how do we access your music, just in case maybe there's someone at home who wants to download your music, or maybe you have an event and then maybe there's a listener at home who wants to be a part of that event. How do we get a hold of you and all that stuff?
I'm currently working on a 6-song EP with Abafuthi Sebenza nabo at the record label. And I'm also planning to release a leading single, I think, now January or late December. And for more information and for more music, you can just go to Google or go to iTunes, Spotify. And both digital platforms, just search Poker the Great to get Poker the Great music. And for you guys to be able to reach me, you can go to Instagram at Poker the Great. And on Twitter, it's DA_Poki. And then TikTok, it's Poker the Great. Facebook, it's Poker the Great. And for management purposes, man, I don't Poker the Great. Or if you want more events, Poker the Great as well, then you just go to NBM Records. With also like on the laptop, an email that you can send to Namunga was for Poker the Great.
That is pretty amazing. Sabonga kulu Poki the Great.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.